Philip Glass is one of the most influential composers of the last 50 years. He's not the only composer to use slowly changing repetition as a formal device, but his prolific output and the legacy of decades of performances by the Philip Glass Ensemble have made his sound world recognizable to millions. He's composed numbers well into the double digits of symphonies, operas, and film soundtracks, along with string quartets, concertos, ballets, songs, and so much more. His autobiography, Words Without Music, recounts what Ornette Coleman told him. There was a difference between the music world and the music business. It's a lesson he never forgot. He worked in his father's Baltimore record store and was a furniture mover, cab driver, and plumber. He studied at Juilliard and with Nadia Boulanger in Paris, then formed his ensemble and began touring. Operas, beginning with Einstein on the Beach, made him so famous that Peter Schickele poked fun with a PDQ Bach opera, Einstein on the Fritz. Philip Glass loved it. He's worked with Ravi Shankar, Martin Scorsese, Samuel Beckett, and David Bowie, and broke down the wall between uptown classical and downtown vernacular. The sound of contemporary music is due, in no small part, to Philip Glass.